great there, honey. And it was really on the money, the way you gave it to that blathering blatherskite. And one thing you should know is that you can't just let it go. You got to sing it to that kind with all your might. And let me tell you something, in this land, one thing you've got to understand is a... Wait, I've said enough. The fuse is short, the powder rye. If your lovely eyes remind me, say no more. I've learned this once or twice before. Don't mansplain to my wife. Just don't do it. Oh, don't mansplain. Hey, don't mansplain. Don't mansplain to my wife or to anyone really. Don't mansplain. Don't mansplain. Don't mansplain. Don't mansplain. Don't mansplain to my wife.
You're still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. You're listening to the Bee's Knees as we turn to the group that had the feel-good hit of the year in the Bee's Knees 2018. It's the listeners right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
never getting in a whole lot of trouble, cause everybody's living in their own little bubble. Close your eyes and the country falls. I've always liked bridges better than walls. Some like blue and some like red, and some like to watch Fox News in bed, swallowing the Kool-Aid, it's so clear. I'd rather be ruled by love, not fear. These shoes, try on these shoes, try on these shoes, somebody else's shoes. A walk in somebody else's shoes. And I scratch my head in disbelief, cause you shun the ones who need the most relief. Can you not see when the powerful use their position to bully? We're all gonna lose. And imagine if the tables turned and suddenly you were the one being spurned. Would you break down? What would you do? Would you have another point of view? These shoes, try on these shoes, try on these shoes, somebody else's shoes. Take a walk in somebody else's shoes. Vanishes into thin air. And what do the children learn as they grow? White house, whiter than snow. Step out your box, come and open your eyes. Try on shoes of a different size. These shoes, try on these shoes. These women, try on these shoes. These somebody else's shoes. Try on these shoes. These men, try on these shoes. Try on these shoes. These somebody else's shoes. Try on these shoes. A walk in somebody else's shoes.
I used to think I could think things through. Now any notion I fancy will do. My lifetime's false is divided by true. Old age becomes me. So many memories to recall. Good times, bad times, big and small. Now like New England after the fall. Old age becomes me. The sycamores and willows stand tall down by the stream. My blanket is a jacaranda blue. Among my extra pillows, I still know how to dream. Someday I'm gonna run away with you. I know life is much more than my limited attention span. Now all I do is all I can. Old age becomes me. Must go. sooner or later, by and by. But what is far, far worse is all those people in the know who claim they can explain the reasons why. I've had my fill of all the ballyhoo, enough of the soft shoe shufflers too. And as for the young and beautiful, well, you know what they can do. Old age becomes me.
Heaven only knows the answer. Heaven only knows what it is, what it is, what it is. Heaven only knows what I'm thinking. Heaven only knows what goes on in my mind, in my mind, in my mind. It's no secret. Heaven only knows. Heaven only knows why I love you. Heaven only knows what I feel like I do, like I do, like I do. It's no secret, but heaven only knows.
And that wraps up the bee's knees here at Bubbles in the Think Tank, where I remain Belinda. And this does continue to be Bubbles in the Think Tank on your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. Thank you all for participating over there at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group. Still got the radio obituaries to go, but final reminder on the bee's knees. If you do choose to support any of the fine artists that we featured here tonight, please let them know that Bubbles in the Think Tank sent you, just because it's always good that they know when they're getting into some best of lists. Even though it's not a best of. It's close enough. It's close enough. Hopefully you all enjoyed that. But like I said, now we're going to turn to an abbreviated radio obituary. Still going to go about 15 minutes over, though, so hold on tight. As we start tonight's radio obituaries, it's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days. Actually, I wanted to remind you one more time that next week I'm not going to be here, but Kirsten's going to be here. She's been having a great time over there at that Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group. She's going to have a great time here next week. I just can feel it from here. I feel it. And no, she's not on in the morning. She was on this morning, or Saturday morning, not Sunday morning. My mistake. My apologies. I'm sorry, everyone, to get you excited. Now I'm going to remind you to think about your future and go to feedthepig.org. The initial radio obituary is for Neil Peart, the Canadian musician and writer best known as the drummer and primary lyricist of the rock band Rush. He just passed away at 67. Now, I'm just going to say this because this happened in a conversation earlier. So whenever there's somebody filling in for me, Kirsten, that means you, I always try to get the list of obits ready for them and, you know, even like give them some notes sometimes, you know, all kinds of stuff. But this one, you know, this is a preemptive radio obituary, because I did not want to leave this on the leftover list because I do not want Rush played. Now, not that I think that Kirsten would run out and grab a Rush album and play it on the show here. I don't think that would happen. But I needed to do it for me, just to make sure, just so I felt safe. I needed to comfort myself. So here we go with the non-Rush radio obituary for Neil Peart right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. The post-initial radio obituary is for Buck Henry, the American actor, screenwriter, director, twice nominated for Academy Awards, first in 1968 for The Graduate and in 1979 for Heaven Can Wait. His television career began with work on the new Steve Allen show. He went on to co-create Get Smart with Mel Brooks, and he hosted Saturday Night Live 10 times from 1976 through 1980. Let's see here. He was also a cast member on That Was the Week That Was in 64 through 65, and his writing credits include one of my favorite movies, Candy, 1968. Let's see here. He also had a leading role in Taking Off in 71, The Man Who Fell to Earth in 76, and Eating Raoul in 82. So much stuff he did. And one of my memories of Buck Henry is when I was very wee, you know, wee-ish, and I'd watch Saturday Night Live with my parents every week, and it always seemed like there was a little discomfort during those uncle sketches that he did. But that's great. That's great. Buck Henry just passed away at 89. It's the post-initial radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
In a wonderland, a stranger in paradise. If I stand starry-eyed, there's a danger in paradise for mortals who stand beside an angel like you.
Senna is the Society for Indecency to Naked Animals. We're not for indecency, it's a broad use of... Now, don't misunderstand. We're not for it, we're against it, but we use the word for because if we were to say Society Against Indecency, it would have to be S-A-I-N-A, which would not sound like Senna, and people would have difficulty pronouncing it. So we have Senna. And so it's a Society for Naked Animals, and the purpose is to see that all animals are clothed for the sake of decency. That is, any animal that stands higher than 4 inches or is longer than 6 inches. Now, why do we say higher than 4 inches or longer than six? Well, we have to begin somewhere, obviously. No, that's all right. You people who want to respond, it's all right because, quite frankly, most people are amused by Senna. And, this is fine because this is the first phase of indoctrination. Now, where was I? Oh. G. Clifford Prout, Jr. is president of Senna. His ancestors can be traced back to the 12th century. The entire Prout dynasty had clothed horses that went into battle. That's right. His father, Otis Prout, had fought in the Civil War, both against the North and the South. Now, well, I might add, we speak at a lot of Southern schools, and we have to be very careful about taking any partisan stance. But actually, he wore blue trousers and a gray jacket. If you can interpret that any way you want. We interpret it as having been a one-man army who fought both the North and South. Now, what was he fighting? He was fighting for decency. Here is the man, Otis Prout, who slapped General Grant in the face for drinking during the Battle of Gettysburg. And he lived to tell about it. Now, really, here's a man who's proud who delayed Pickett's charge of Cemetery Ridge 2 full hours trying to get them to put clothes on their horses. That's right. Now, it wasn't a very successful charge, and Mr. Prout was almost trampled to death, but you don't read about that in history. Otis Prout walked into Colonel Mosley's camp when they were celebrating one of their victory parties after a successful raid. Otis Prout stood up on a barrel and said, "Give me decency or give me death." They shot him.
Still working on that door. I'd better do a little fast figuring and find out just how long I've got before they manage to break it down. Let's see now. The door is about 8 feet by 4. It's made of steel and bolted into a reinforced concrete frame. They're hitting it with a force of approximately 600 foot-pounds. Concrete withstands a pressure of 84. Let's see. Carry the 7. There. It's now exactly 8:12. If I know my physics, they'll get through that door sometime between 8:20 tonight and 9:15 a week from Thursday. Or is it Friday? Well, I'd better organize my defenses. First, what weapons do I have? My pistol, of course. My flame-throwing cigarette lighter. My acid-squirting match pen and pencil set. They can even kill underwater. My exploding cigarette case carries a destructive force of 6 ounces of nitroglycerin and is guaranteed to cut down on the smoking habit. And last but not least, my handkerchief. It may not seem like much of a weapon, but in an extreme emergency, I can wave it and yell the special code words. I surrender. Thank goodness for good old Carlton, the head of the control laboratory. I remember last month when he and the chief were showing me some of the latest devices.
This is our new 27F cigarette lighter. It sights down the wick, and it fires a .22 caliber bullet.
And what?
I said it fires a .22 caliber bullet.
Sorry about that.
Get on to something else. What about the new wrist communicator T-37?
Oh, right here, sir.
And Max, you'll use this to stay in contact with us.
But, Chief, I still have my shoe phone.
Turn in your shoes, Max. I think the wrist communicator will be more effective.
Gee whiz, Chief. I still have 60 message units left this month.
We've developed a new pair of shoes in the lab, 86. Notice the steel-enforced toes for kicking. And inside the heels, there are secret compartments containing our latest emergency pellets.
Could I see it in a tan?
Show him the pellets, Carlton.
In the left heel compartment, there are 2 pellets. The smaller one is a concussion pellet. If it's thrown up against something or activated by heat, it'll blow a 10 by 15 foot room to smithereens.
Now, Max, do you know what this larger pill is for?
Larger rooms.
Max, chaos does have ways of making a man talk. If you are captured, and if it looks really tough, this may be your one ace in the hole. This pill, when swallowed, will bring painless death in about 20 seconds. Are there any questions?
How do I get them to take it?
Hello. This is VIP Car Rentals in Las Vegas. We're calling to check on number 875-04566B. Just a routine check, nothing urgent.
Holy shit!
What?
Pardon me. Yes, we have that number. It's been placed on emergency red line status. Call the police at once and don't let them out of your sight.
Well, you see, that number is not on our current red list. And number 875-045-616B just left our lot in a new white Cadillac convertible.
No.
Yes, he's long gone. Totally insured.
At the hotel, there was still no sign of my attorney, so I decided to check in on my own, if only to get off the street and avoid a public breakdown. My arrival was badly timed. The place was full of cops. Most of them were just standing around trying to look casual, all dressed exactly alike in their cut-rate Vegas casuals. Plaid Bermuda shorts, Arnie Palmer golf shirts, and hairless white legs tapering down to rubberized beach sandals.
Look, fella, I told you I have a postcard here that says I have reservations in this hotel. Hell, I'm with the District Attorney's Conference. I have already paid for my room.
Sorry, sir. You're on the late list. Your reservations were transferred to the Moonlight Motel, which is out on Paradise Boulevard and actually a very fine place of lodging and only 16 blocks from here with its own pool.
You dirty little faggot! Call the manager! I'm tired of listening to this dog shit!
Say, I hate to interrupt, but I have a reservation and I wonder if maybe I could just sort of slide through and get out of your way?
Yes, sir.
This is all I have with me right now. The rest is out there in that white Cadillac convertible. Can you have somebody drive it around to the room?
Don't worry about a thing, sir. Just enjoy your stay here. And if there's anything you need, just call the desk.
My idea was to check into my room, accept the booze and baggage delivery, then smoke my last big chunk of Singapore Grey while watching Walter Cronkite on TV and waiting for my attorney to arrive.
The next radio obituary is for Ed Kooky Burns, American actor, best known for his starring role in the TV series 77 Sunset Strip. He was also featured in the 1978 film Grease as the TV teen dance show host Vince Fontaine. You probably know him as a recording artist, charting with Kooky Kooky, Lemme Your Comb with Connie Stevens. Ed Kooky Burns just passed away at 87. It's the next radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Hello?
Mike, hello, baby. Jim. This is him. Big D, little A, double D, O, O. Big Daddy-O.
Charlie?
Help! This is the man. I had to pipe in on your wavelength because I'm shook. Like, I don't want to swing without you, baby. Like holy mackerel, kingfish.
And?
Be hip, baby. I'm jelly. Like I've had big eyes for you since we bopped at the hop. I mean, I get sounds when I think of you. No, baby. This is your love burger from the other AM. Man, it was a wig. So far out, like I'm still orbiting. Shazam.
Irwin?
No noise like that. Let me straighten you. The drive-in movie. You and me on the backseat of my motorcycle. Wow, Chapiga. I mean, I thought you were driving. Baby, let me clue you. Like, you're my leader. Let's do a double gig. I know a crazy coffee pad where we can lose the world. This hut has a combo so far out, it's in.
You want to take me to an espresso place where they play modern music. Is that it?
You're hip. Now put on your face and let's join the race. Don't bug me, I'm nutty. Like I love you. Dig?
I guess it's all right. But who is this?
Marcia! Don't you know me? I'm your groove!
Marcia? But this isn't Marcia.
Is this Sunset 77777?
No, this is National 92600.
Uh-oh. Well, don't bug me with details, baby. It's my last dime. Just clue me where you live. This is me, Kooky!
The antepenultimate radio obituary is for record producer out of Detroit. She started writing songs with Jack Ashford, including I'm Gone, which was recorded by Eddie Parker. Also, I'll Never Forget You, recorded by the OJs. She was one of the first black female songwriters and producers, and she had many of her songs released on RCA and the Cap label. She became popular in Britain's northern soul scene and continued recording into the mid-80s. Lorraine Chandler just passed away at 73. It's the antepenultimate radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Thank you.